If you're annoyed that inflation is still running as high as it is, my guest today says that you've got to look at fiscal policy and spending restraint in Washington. Hi, folks. I'm Eric Bain with Reason Magazine. Thanks for joining us on this edition of American Radio Journal. My guest today is Veronique DeRougy. She is the chairman of political economics at the Mercatus Center. That's a think tank at George Mason University. And she's a friend of the show. She's been here several times before. And we welcome her back for a few minutes now. Vero, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
This news got buried this week under obviously some major geopolitical things that are happening, but we have the final deficit numbers for the fiscal year that ended at the end of September. The country ran a $1.7 trillion deficit. It's really more like a $2 trillion deficit once you do some adjustments for the student loan forgiveness stuff that isn't included in the main calculation there. Regardless of which number you pick, the deficit has jumped significantly from where it was a year ago, and it looks like it's going to continue climbing in the future. This trajectory is, for all the things Joe Biden said about bringing the deficit down during his first year in office, the trajectory is now decidedly in the other direction.
And the thing that's kind of interesting is, like, these numbers reveal is that it's not just that actually the deficit is going up compared to what the deficit projection were like when President Biden took office, but it's also literally, it's gone up quite dramatically in the last year. That's what CBO numbers are showing. It's like it's significantly higher than what it was projected in 2021, but also in 2022.
Yeah, the projections were kind of overly rosy to begin with, and now we're exceeding even those. One of the things that's driving all of this, and I mean, we could talk about Social Security and Medicare all day. I mean, those are kind of the big drivers here of the debt. But then the kind of secret thing here is the interest payments on the debt, paying basically our annual credit card bill on the money that we've already borrowed. There's $33 trillion now that has been borrowed, and we're borrowing at a rate of $1 to $2 trillion a year, so we keep adding to it. As that pile of debt gets bigger, and as interest rates have shot up, like, that's really changing the calculus on some of these decisions.
Well, I wish it would change the calculus on these decisions, but it doesn't actually seem to be shaking Congress into actually really talking about fiscal reforms. Your listeners may not know, because most people don't know, that a third of our debt has a maturity of less than a year, and 52% of our debt has a maturity of 3 years or less. So it means that actually a majority of our debt is financed in a very short-term basis. And the reason why this matters is because interest rates, as you said, are like going up quite dramatically. And so it's not just that in the last few years, we've borrowed a lot of money at a lower rate that is now coming due and creating interest payments that are just quite dramatic, but it's also because we've spent literally the last 20 years borrowing a lot of money, and even more than we would have had under the presumption that interest rates would never go up.
I mean, it's not a perfect analogy, I guess, but it's a little bit like, I think most people assume the national debt works a little bit like their mortgage, where you have a locked-in rate, and even if I have a low mortgage rate because I bought a house a few years ago, interest rates have gone up, that doesn't affect me. The federal government doesn't have that luxury. When interest rates go up, the debt becomes a lot more expensive, and that's what we're seeing now.
No, so the idea, right, was of rolling that debt is like you take advantage of those low rates. And that's great as long as the low rates stay low. But when they don't stay low, right, you're in a bind.
Yeah, that's exactly where we are now. We're talking with Veronique DeRougy from the Mercatus Center, talking about kind of the state of fiscal policy in the U.S. It's a bit of a mess at the moment. It has been for a while, Vero. This is something we were talking about before we came on air here about how basically after a period of borrowing, there's always an assumption of fiscal tightening, of restraint in future spending, of having to basically pay for all of the dessert that you just ate. Tell us a little bit about that here in the final minute that we have, because I think that's been lost, I think, in this recent phase of massive amounts of borrowing, massive amounts of spending coming out of the pandemic. The other half of that equation has just been gone.
Yes. And I won't bore you with the actual economic and central bank models. But what I will say is that your listeners can just think back of the debates we were having right after the financial crisis. Right, deficits had gone up to $1.5 trillion, which seems like baby deficits now when we think about it. And President Obama was saying, the deficits will come down when we're out of the emergency, signaling that something was going to be done. And sure enough, after the financial crisis, we had all these talks about austerity, how we should do it, should we do it just spending or spending in taxes, and just the information is that it should be actually a fiscal adjustment done mostly on spending. That's the way you really truly get a reduction of your deficit level. And this time around, there's none of that. There's literally no one is talking about austerity. No one is talking about we had to spend. So, I mean, the president says he's cutting the deficit, but it's just obviously not true because, as we said, the deficit's going up. And that no one is having a national conversation about, okay, how does austerity come about? That problem of our debt that we're accumulating without ever considering cutting spending or raising taxes could be taken care of with more inflation in the future. And so what happens is like expectation of future inflation becomes inflation today.
Yeah, and if we don't get this under control via fiscal policy, if there isn't some tightening, then you're just going to continue to see inflation rise because we've got to deal with that one way or another. The inflation is one way of dealing with the problem. It would be better if we had this conversation, a conversation that's really not happening right now, as you said, in Washington, but we desperately need to have it. That is unfortunately all the time we have for today. Véronique DeRougy, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And again, that is Véronique DeRougy. She's the chairman of political economics at the Mercatus Center. Check out her work online at mercatus.org. For A Reason Magazine, I'm Eric Boehm. Check out everything we're covering this week around the country and around the world as well at reason.com. And catch me right back here next week on another edition of American Radio Journal.